Thanks so much, and thanks for also previewing these acronyms here. I'll say throughout, Philadelphia Fire Department, or PFD, Emergency Response Employees, or EREs, BBP for Bloodborne Pathogens, and OPIM for Other Potentially Infectious Materials. Also, thanks for hanging in here at this late hour. Of all those whom I've told about this, maybe there are two, but that's fine. To our knowledge, ours are the first detailed data for mucous membrane and non-intact skin exposure, first for a case-managed data set, the bloodborne pathogens, and for rates of events in a big fire department. And these employees are at risk for HIV, Hep B, Hep C, other potentially infectious materials. There are few previous reports, a lot are very old, small numbers, and one recent report with actual healthcare data, Merchant in 2009, Rhode Island Emergency Department data that they accessed for the 6 years prior to, including 2001, discharge diagnoses of 200 members. Their rate is 23.3 ED visits per 100,000 ambulance runs. That's kind of rate we want to look at. Okay. Often we look at numerator data. Often something's missing, and that's one rate to consider. There's a national survey to prevent blood exposure in paramedics, series of papers by Lice et al. This is a mail recall survey. Sent out mail to over 6,000 paramedics in 11 states, got back 2,664 data that they could use, recall of a year's experience, and they extrapolated that about 21%, 21 point something, of our 150,000 paramedics have exposure every year. And 25,000 or so are non-intact skin exposure, which is actually 15%. Then they stated the risk was 8.7%. I'm not sure what happened there. They calculated 12 per 100,000 ambulance runs. Again, these are self-reports. And these guys are regarded these days as heroes for many good reasons, and this is one of them. They're at increased risk. HIV infection ranges from 2 to 17% in various studies. I've rarely seen higher, but that's a lot. And they deal with trauma, body fluids, combative patients, all kinds of things. Some don't finish their Hep B vaccination series, causing themselves a problem. Last year, we were fortunate to present a poster of what at the time were preliminary data for needle sticks, which we'll now recalculate. We didn't have at the time call volume data, so didn't calculate rates. There were 62 needle stick injuries during this study period minus the 1 year, and none had seroconverted until then. And now we have call volume, and so here are the data. Aims were to examine causes of exposure, risk factors, and calculate the rates. It's a retrospective cohort, mucous membrane and non-intact skin exposure from 2001 to 2011, 10.7 years to be ridiculously exact from when the records became available. It's also when the exposure control officer began current duties in the infection control office, the ICO. These assignments are not universal. Actually, they're unfortunately rare for a lot of large fire departments. My opinion, to pop on an advocacy hat, is that they're needed, and maybe you can look at data like this, which are not out there much. She records and manages each case of possible exposure and acts as a medical case manager, has to comply with HIPAA, Privacy Act, and all that. These numbers are for the paramedics, not yet analyzed the firefighter EMTs in the PFD. All firefighters are also EMTs, and for this purpose excluded civilians, administrative students, although they did some of what the paramedics do, but not for this study. 99 exposures in that time frame, 9 of the data were incomplete enough to exclude, and We examined 18 variables, both qualitative and quantitative, for association with exposure. They were rank, age, date of appointment, longevity, years of experience. Those are different, and many have broken service. Date, day of the week, time of day, battalion, a medic unit or platoon, non-intact skin or higher mucous membrane. PPE, whether a source patient was tested. Physicians would order this if a source patient was available, often not, if actual bloodborne pathogen exposure. Weren't they all? Well, not necessarily. And whether the exposure was significant or not. That's what I meant. They called that disposition. Explain a little more in a moment. Seroconversion and call volume, the number of EMS runs. Results. Paramedics had most of those with sufficient data, 90, 52 mucous membrane, 38 non-intact skin. By the way, 6 were both. They're about evenly distributed annually. No trends for that, nor for any of the following. Age when exposed, this shows no association with age at exposure, none for the others, appointment date, longevity date, or years of experience. I was slightly surprised, then the numbers are small, but with discussion, firefighters will often say that the new fire academy graduates don't know much or take all the risks, and no, they were not overrepresented. The old guys are too many years out of the fire academy or forgotten everything. Again, that didn't show up. No clusters, nothing like that. Diagnosing is significant. For mucous membrane exposures, this has implications for other similar studies, any other bloodborne pathogen study. Cases will present for clinical care, diagnosis will be made, 34 significant, 12 non-significant. Also 6 data just never received, unknown, no data. And we're talking about possible under and over reporting. Here how they might have over-reported exposure. A little more on that. For non-intact skin, 19 significant, 6 non-significant, even more unknown. Many reported it, didn't seek care. The ECO didn't get data. Doctors didn't produce data, et cetera. So for all these, some contact with bloodborne pathogen or OPIM, but here physicians found that the skin's intact. There's blood on the jacket, on the shoes, these kind. On the goggles, nothing in your eyes. When we discuss over under reporting today or after this, numerous firefighters often said, we report everything. Okay, maybe. Exclude the many reported exposures for events not related to BBP or OPIM. Exposure to rusty nails, dead animals, dirty water, dirty soil. Of 25 available tests from source patients, 18 positive for Hep B or C or HIV. They get real exposure sometimes. They also don't get to test the source patients a lot. No trends by battalion. That's geographic. Or platoon or medic unit. That's by shift and whether BLS or ACLS. Not a lot of exposures on the night shift and a lot fewer runs. And just as an example, so I was sure they'd all be in North and Southwest Philly, the lowest socioeconomic neighborhoods, and no, I was incorrect. 2s and 3s for basically all the battalions, well scattered. Time of day, very mild trends, nothing significant at all. Many in the late evenings, more runs than 2, nothing with a p-value anywhere near anything. Similar to other events, if they report those, day of the week, nothing significant. Highest numbers happen to be Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. Fewest were Sundays. It happens to be when the fewest runs are. We don't have good numbers of runs by days, so I wouldn't calculate them. We were asked, couldn't really. Most common reasons recorded for exposure, you can read this later. Handout is available on the online program, by the way, for any of this. But for PPE 61, had data. 90% claimed to use it. 29 had missing data. And the usual reasons, pretty much. spat on, scratched, grabbed all the time. Here's the mean call volume, and in recent years it's really close to the mean. Increased in earlier years, recently stable, 243,182. That's a lot and expected to go up. And here's the bottom line, rates. Mucous membrane exposure, just under 2 per 100,000. For non-intact skin, 1.42. The rates are low, lower than those other studies. Combine the two, it's still within an order of magnitude below, but much lower. And percentages exposed, not per year now, but over 10 years. 1.5%, 2.0%, there are 246 paramedics in the PFD, and they're not all coming home with bloody shoes, bloody jackets, what have you. In some ways, I'm glad. And still no seroconversions during the study period. It was a hot topic in Philadelphia about 15 years ago, a lot of claims. And since they're being tracked closely, it hasn't happened, thank God. So, to discuss, PFT paramedics' annual non-intact skin and eye exposure is much lower than basically all other studies, near an order of magnitude lower. What's it mean? And if I stay on track here without rambling as I do, please comment, but might mean that the measures to reduce exposure are working. Okay, this is case management, and I couldn't find, please let me know, if not, any analyses of a group or a similar group doing so. Many of our data are a decade after other studies. Using different methodologies can change results by factors of 5 or 10. Keep that in mind. And this method reduces factors, attempts to reduce maybe factors such as recall bias, reporting bias. They intend to, they intend to capture all exposures, delete invalid ones. Or are we underreporting anyway? Small numbers could be over and underreporting. There could still be recall and reporting issues, despite tries, misclassification, incomplete. Working off an Excel spreadsheet's really cumbersome. There's a lot you can't do that would be a lot better if they would buy her real database software, and I'm concerned she's coming up on her retirement date, no plans to replace her, and I worry. So overall, good news, no seroconversions, still hazards. Rates are low. Are we underreporting somehow? Time frame methodology, case management might be reasons the numbers are real, but tell me what you think. We have maybe a minute, and we surely need more research using detailed databases if they're out there. Anybody want to comment or ask? Go black and blue. Yes, those are our school colors. For it being recorded and we're supposed to repeat, the question is, the exposures that do happen, are they from lack of PPE? The exposure control office assumes that they wear their PPE 90% of the time or more. Anecdotally, she says, I don't really believe that, but they've come a long way. If you give someone intravenous naloxone known as Narcan, and someone who's overdosed on a narcotic analgesic wakes up, then who knows what they'll do at that point, and you know, pulling off protective eyewear, respirators, torn gloves happened a lot. The number of verbal entries in the right-hand most column on the spreadsheet for what happened during the incident was as varied as all these cases, almost. Or maybe I should have just said yes.